military equipment in the fight against Russia. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S. has announced a $3.5 billion aid package for Ukraine. Yuri Sak is an advisor to the Ukrainian Defense Ministry.
We have to continue to liberate our lands, because every day that this war continues results and brings more destruction, more misery, more deaths. So, of course, this latest package and the fact that it includes armored vehicles like Bradleys, it's another example of the American leadership.
Fighting continued in Ukraine today, despite it being Orthodox Christmas. California Republican Kevin McCarthy is now House Speaker after making concessions to GOP holdouts. House Freedom Caucus Chair Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania.
Everybody loves sausage, but not many people like to watch it be made. And I think that's the analogy here. We're doing fine, but right now, I think we've much improved things. But things had to change. Let's face it.
A coalition of 20 holdouts refused to support McCarthy unless he yielded to their demands. President Biden will visit the border in El Paso, Texas tomorrow, just days after announcing new border policies.
This new parole plan will attempt to block migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti without proper documentation, something they will have to apply for. Up to 30,000 people per month from those four countries will be given the chance to come to the U.S. legally for 2 years. These new asylum restrictions have drawn backlash from human rights groups. Many Republicans want to see border security strengthened before this new parole plan is rolled out. Some applaud the president for finally making the trip.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Doctors say Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin's neurological function is excellent as he continues to make progress, recovering after he was resuscitated on the field in a game at Cincinnati on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A march in Paris today by thousands of Kurds was held in anger about an unresolved killing of three female Kurdish activists in the French capital 10 years ago. They also mourned the killing of three people outside a Kurdish cultural center 3 weeks ago that prosecutors say was a racist attack. A cyber attack on a hospital in Alabama years ago forced the U.S. to step up its cybersecurity. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
3.5 years ago, the Spring Hill Medical Center in Mobile, Alabama became the target of Russian-backed cyber criminals known as the Rook Gang. The hackers locked up the hospital's computers, medical records, and equipment when Spring Hill refused to pay the ransomware. Jen Easterly is a former Army intelligence officer. She helped set up the nation's cyber command and now leads the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA.
What we want to do is to make sure that these entities, which don't have a lot of resources, have the tools, the resources, the capabilities, and the information to be able to protect themselves.
She recently signed a memorandum of cooperation with Ukraine.
Officials say Ukraine has been used as a testing ground for Russian cyber attacks. Russian hackers were also blamed for attacks on JBS meat plants, the Colonial Pipeline, and others. The search continues for missing Massachusetts mom, Anna Walsh.
Police say early New Year's Day, she left her home in Cohasset, Massachusetts, and has not been seen or heard from since. Her husband, who lives in the home with the couple's three kids, did not report her missing until 3 days after she disappeared. Walsh's employer, who is based in Washington, D.C., which is where she works during the week, also reported her missing. Authorities are looking into whether she took a rideshare from her home to Boston's Logan Airport. They say after checking with the airlines, Walsh did not board a flight. Police say her husband has been fully cooperative.
Fox's David Lee Miller, and I'm Joe Chew, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.